From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Classrooms are locked up at lunchtime Thursday and Friday at Arcata High School and will continue to be. The Redwood Times reports, following the most recent union meeting this week, certified staff members agreed to a restricted work policy with them working only contractual hours until the end of negotiations. Classrooms will be locked during lunch, but also before 8 a.m. and after 3:30 p.m. The district acknowledged the teachers' ability to perform less work hours. Eureka officials are backing a plan to let Humboldt County tear down buildings along the 1,000 block of 4th Street and replace them with a parking lot. The vote from City Council this week, 3-0, as the county plans to expand the jail and needs extra parking. In order to expand the jail by building the Humboldt County Community Corrections Reentry Resource Center, the county has to provide at least 64 off-street parking spaces for the courthouse. The lot provides 78 spots. A traffic accident near Central Avenue and Airport Road in McKinleyville sent a man to the hospital this morning, leaving a damaged power pole and a fire hydrant gushing at the scene. Los Coast Outpost reporting the man involved in the accident appeared to be shaken up but was moving under his own power before paramedics got there. There's no word on what caused that car to crash. Eureka City Council meeting behind closed doors Tuesday to talk about the city manager position. Current city manager Greg Sparks announced his retirement in July, and the recruitment period closed at the end of August. Council members will meet with a recruiter, also narrowing down applicants to top candidates and finalizing the interview process. According to Lost Coast Outpost, in addition to being individually interviewed by council, candidates will also be interviewed by a panel of community members selected by council. Humboldt State University releasing its public safety information, including how it handled incidents of sexual violence and emergency situations. For the 23 campuses in the state university system, the report includes numbers for the last 3 years. According to HSU stats, there were 4 reported rapes on campus last year, down from 5 in 2017. Also, 141 disciplinary referrals for drug law violations, no illegal weapons arrests, 12 burglaries, and no reported cases of murder or manslaughter. Remember, this weekend, Six Rivers National Forest has lifted fire restrictions as of Friday. Without those restrictions, forest visitors can once again have open campfires outside of designated campgrounds, provided they are in possession of a valid California campfire permit. You can check one out online at preventwildfireca.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.